there's dissatisfaction in Egypt's electorate. Authorities in two African nations step up security, and international adoption takes the stage in U.S. politics. We'll tell you how you can make a difference through each story on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Egypt's presidential elections are falling flat. About 15% of the voters have turned out despite an extra day, a national voting holiday, and the threat of fines. Low voter turnout could undermine a claim of a people's mandate. Sat7's Rex Rogers.
They're not going toward the polls. It could indicate a level of dissatisfaction with the two candidates, or maybe it's a level of distrust of the actual outcome. In other words, it's not worth their time.
A Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, Sat7's programming is offering a platform for community discussion.
You can't exist in a place like Egypt and not tune in, literally, to what's happening around you. So to increase the credibility of the ministry, we've put more candidates on air, more panels.
At our website, you can see more of the Sat7 family and their needs. They tell the story of hope. Will you help him share it?
It's hard to know how to pray except that God's in charge of those things and he uses those who are there. So pray for believers. They are under great pressure.
We turn next to the continued rampage of Boko Haram, an Islamic terror group linked to Al-Qaeda. The radicals recently attacked security personnel in northeast Nigeria, killing more than 30 people. Christian Resources International's Jason Wolford says only the word of God can change the Boko Haram. That's why they're packing up millions of dollars worth of Bibles and Christian literature.
We have another 2C container sitting in our facility awaiting sponsorship to get to our distribution center in Nigeria.
Once the containers arrive in Nigeria, CRI missionaries will start handing out the resources completely free of charge. As people read scripture, their lives begin to change.
We're seeing change in the way that men are treating their wives. We see a change in the way that fathers are being fathers to their children.
You can help the change continue. Sponsor a container of Bibles and Christian resources through links at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. Authorities in Uganda and Kenya are calling up more security in response to warnings of a jihadist group planning to attack churches in Uganda. The U.S. Embassy in Uganda believes churches may face specific threats from Al-Shabaab, a Somalia-based Islamist terrorist group. Many believe the threats are in response to Uganda and Kenya peacekeeping troops being deployed in Somalia. Pray the threats won't become a reality. Pray for strength and safety as Christians worship. Elsewhere, with India's newly elected prime minister taking the reins, Christians wonder how long their freedoms are going to last. India guarantees religious freedom, but persecution still happens in rural areas where local officers make their own rules. To take advantage of current freedoms, Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous missions, is helping a village expand a dairy farm that'll provide jobs, a source of milk for children, and opportunities to spread the gospel. Pray Christians will have the courage to continue following Christ. And with intercountry adoptions plummeting in the U.S., legislators are discussing the bill Children and Families First, or CHIF. The bill aims to increase and improve international adoption. Bill Blackware, Bethany Christian Services, supports the bill.
Through intercountry adoption, many children are placed in Christian families and therefore are exposed to the gospel and hear about the love of God and the love of Jesus.
There is opposition to CHIF. Blackwire wants you to know
it really focuses on keeping and putting children in families. It's not going to cost taxpayers any more money, but it's going to redirect some of the money that's being spent now to say, let's focus on keeping children in families. And it's going to strengthen the intercountry adoption process.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. May is National Foster Care Month. Join Buckner International's 30 Days of Prayer for Foster Care. Sign up to receive daily e-prayer points to help you pray more effectively for foster children and their families and those considering foster care. Go to missionnetworknews.org and look for the 30 Days link. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.